The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast. That may have been the weirdest and coolest interview I've ever been in, Joey.
What do you mean?
Normally when we're interviewing someone, we're like trying to kind of pull things out of them to determine whether or not they're going to be a good fit for the company. And, you know, just based upon our culture, sometimes we're really saying, I don't think this person is going to fit in. They don't necessarily have the same drive. This person, I think, was identifying, this is the company I want to work with, but not because, you know, I'd make more money. Maybe I'd learn something new. Is she just wanted to be in an environment of people who are trying to become financially free.
Yeah, it was almost like we both came to the realization in the middle of it that she really did not want this job. Like, like this job wasn't even the best fit for her, but she knew that the environment was going to propel her to her ultimate goal, which was financial freedom in 5 years. And be honest, just after hearing more of her story and her drive, 5 years is going to be a really long time. She's going to get there so much faster than 5 years, especially because she's got focus, right? Mm-hmm. She's got her eye on a specific prize and she's taking action in the right direction. I think really kind of what we're talking about today with this today's Inner Circle Roundtable.
Well, every single time we get on this call is meant to enhance, inspire, to help you get closer to financial freedom, right? And ultimately to give you support of others on the same journey as you. And what I took away from that interview with her is that she was lacking that in her current space. But for us, you know, this wouldn't be what she would be doing, would not be her number one objective. Her number one objective was to build that passive income stream as high as it possibly could be. And we're so excited that she's in this community. She won't be a part of the team necessarily, but she'll be a part of the overall community. And I think that's one of the steps, Joey. In order to get to financial freedom in 2022, you're going to need to have a roadmap. You're going to have to make sure that you don't get derailed and distracted, as we all can, chasing squirrels from time to time. And you're going to want to have a plan that can get you to the next step, wherever that is on your path.
That's right. And so that's what we're hoping that this podcast will be, is no matter where you're at in the journey, are you in the goal phase? Are you in the plan phase? Are you in that support phase, our GPS process? You can take away from this conversation with our coaches something that will propel you forward and keep you focused so that you don't waste time. We want to get you to financial freedom as fast as possible. There's tons of really good nuggets from each of our perspective in today's episode. I don't want to delay that any further. Russ, let's belly up.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Welcome into the Financial Freedom Roundtable, where each week we take your complex topics that you share with us each and every week, and we hopefully break them down more easily for you to understand them, and more importantly, for you to take action on them so that you can get to financial freedom. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. Grateful to have you in the room. I'm Russ Morgan. They call me the idea guy, mostly because lack of follow-through guy just didn't sound as good to me. Well, enough about me for a moment. Let me introduce you to my co-host, the Italian Stallion. He's got the license plate cover to prove it, Mr. Joey Murray. Stallion, good afternoon.
Oh, man, good to see you, Russ. I feel like it's been ages.
We've got a New Year's guide of things to do to get to financial freedom. What? Not what, but why is this important?
I think any time that you don't have focus, especially going into a new year, think about that. If you don't have focus, what are the chances that you're actually going to end up where you want to be? I mean, I'm no good for quoting people, but didn't Yogi Berra say something about that?
If you don't know where you're going, you might not get there.
Yeah, it's similar to that. I think we're close.
you may end up in the wrong place.
Yeah, but truthfully,
when you see a fork, take it.
We gotta have focus. Yeah,
a ready man never has to be ready.
Oh man, I'm so grateful. I mean, speaking of this man, I'm so grateful, Joey, that you and I are not sitting here alone. If this is the first time, this is the roundtable. This is the dream team of financial coaches, and you and I excluded from that group. And let me introduce you to Mr. Incredible. His superpower is speed to financial freedom, and the real beauty is that speed is contagious. My man, JD Hill, say hello to your fans, JD.
Hello, fans.
I mean, you're bringing the heat today with the Christmas sweater. Hey,
come on. Listen, we have an ugly Christmas sweater party tomorrow, and I just couldn't wait that I wanted to wear it today. So
he had to warm it up.
I had to warm it up. So this is kittens playing with Christmas lights. It's a great sweater.
I have a brother-in-law that I'm actually going to his wedding here in a couple of weeks. That guy loves some kittens. He has a shirt with a pouch in the front so the kitten can get in it and he can walk around as if he was like a kangaroo or a mama cat.
He's a marsupial.
I wouldn't have thought of that. That was way too far past my vocabulary, but yes. I'm picking marsupial up what you laid shirt. Down.
I love it.
All right. Well, to your left, a true financial Sherlock Holmes of our day, no problem too difficult to solve. If I would only known him early, I would have been so much richer. Say hello to Mr. Downtown, Ernie Brown. Nice to see you, Ernie.
Hey, glad to be here. Happy about the new year and excited about it.
Tell me, why is it important for us to build a process, a plan to be financially free, or a guide, if you will? What's the value in that, Ernie?
Well, I think especially at this time around the new year, I think there's some excitement, some reinvigoration. And if you don't have a plan, you might be a little scatterbrained. You might get so excited, you just chase your tail for a couple months and then sleep the rest of the year.
Are we still on cats again?
Yeah. Why not? Cats, I'm looking dogs. At it just constantly. With JD, props to you for wearing something other than white.
Thank you.
I can't stop looking at it. This is like a moly. I just can't stop looking at it. I want to touch it.
Hey, speaking of that mole that we ate at the Christmas party, it's tough to focus through that explanation.
Me, you and I sitting across from each other was not good.
Did not help.
That was not good. All right. Well, let's get to your right. Our resident pilot, Mr. Catch Me If You Can, when he's not jet setting around the world, he's here dropping gold nuggets. The one and only Mark Haraguchi. Welcome, Mark.
Afternoon, gentlemen. I guess now is as good a time as any. You know, if I'm jet setting around the world from basically this point going forward, I'm doing it as a passenger.
Whoa. Because
I'm officially done.
Driving. He's hanging up the wings.
Let's give it up. Financial freedom clap right here.
That's it, folks. I fired my employer.
Wow, that's good. That's real good.
That is amazing. So, Mark, you've been a pilot for how many years?
I have been hauling people for money since December of 99.
Wow. That's a long time.
So it's actually going to be basically 22 years right there.
99 was a good year.
Man.
That's it. So, I mean, this topic right here is super important because as I retire one set, there needs to be a blueprint going forward for next year.
That's fair. That's
so
for sure.
We got to get practical and we got to get tactical.
All right. So yeah, I think we're covering the why, right? Like, why is this important right now? I think you just hit the nail on the head. Like, we want to be practical. We want to be like motivating. We need to be focused, all of those things. But what is it going to take, Stallion, for us to do that?
What do you mean?
Well, is there a plan? Is there something that someone can follow that can keep them on track so that they don't end up in December of 2022 going, dang, I'm right where I was a year ago?
Well, absolutely. I think if you refer to our GPS model, what is that? It's our goal, plan, and support. And you think about those as like three tiers, you're going to fall into one of those three tiers. And what I mean by that is if you're in the goal phase, there's going to be certain things that you're going to want to focus on that maybe you don't have to focus on as much, or maybe it changes slightly when you get to that plan phase. And then subsequently a further change and when you get to the support phase. So I think it would be great for us to break that down and maybe give some practical tips, some ideas of what you could be focusing on as you kind of go through those different levels.
All right. So, Ern, you want to jump in there? Let's talk about goals. Let's go through the first step in here. How can setting goals and what maybe goal setting could someone do to ensure that what they want to have happen happens?
Sure. So around goals has to do with where do you want to go? Where are you now? GPS, where are you? Right. Let's position ourselves. Where are we now and where do we want to go? So we set a goal out there and then can strategically align. These are things that I need to do to get closer to my goal. So just practically, a goal could be if you're at zero passive income and you know what your monthly expenses are, you can set a goal to say, I want to be at this point of passive income. I want to be 25% of the way to covering my monthly expenses. Another one could be, who do I need to become over this next year? What are the things that I need to learn so that I can be better positioned to think, believe, behave as someone who's on the journey to becoming financially free? There could be some things that you could set some goals, say, you know, these are things that I need to stop doing that's actually keeping me from getting to being financially free. And then you could set some goals to say, if I accomplish this, these are some things that I'm going to want to have. So in goal setting, you can think through those different components.
Hey, JD, what is different about what Ernie's saying here? How is this goal setting different than a lot of just say New Year's resolutions that people tend to come up with at the end of the year and fall short on and quit, you know, January the 14th?
It usually, from my experience, you know, the New Year's resolutions, it's like cotton candy, right? You get a quick sugar high and then it fizzles and fades away. Mm. Because it's not really tied to anything specific or material in terms of like what you really want to change. And so what we're talking about is, it's bigger than that. And so the goal of financial freedom, this is a big picture topic of, you know, passive income exceeding monthly expenses. And so it's not making a, you know, I want to go to the gym and look like Russ with my shirt off, right? It's, you know, I want to achieve, I don't know, I just made that up. I want to achieve.
Russ worked out without a shirt on?
I was about to say, dang, come on now.
That's it.
I knew there were some old guys in the gym checking me out, but I didn't see you, you know.
Hey, I was not there, okay? I was not there. That's why I keep my shirt on. Yeah, to be clear, I was not there. But it's having a bigger picture and a bigger vision for yourself and your family and what you're really trying to accomplish financially and to be able to get your time back.
Well, I think that the point that you're saying is ultimately these goals have to give us such a motivate, like what our why is to achieve these goals are so great that we will achieve them because the why not, right, is something that I'm not willing to accept. I'm not willing to fall short of that. Joey and I were just on a call with somebody about an hour and a half ago, Joey, and that this person was so motivated to become financially free. She'd gotten that first taste, Mark. It reminded me of the conversation we had with your friend Toby, and she was just started buying properties. She's like, I got another one. And then we turned around and we got another one. And now we turned around and we just got a first short-term rental. And I can't wait to get more, right? It's just like when you get excited, and it's just the motivating point behind all of that. You have a focus of what you want to do. You can really drive to it. But that's sometimes, you know, a goal is good, but we have to have a plan, because Joey, sometimes people watch us and they say, you guys are doing everything. And so that really doesn't help me, because I'm not doing anything. You're doing everything, and I don't know where to start.
Well, and I think when you get to that phase, once that goal is kind of check mark, okay, I know where I'm headed. I know at least what I'm actually looking for in terms of the actual vision of what financial freedom looks like. Now it's really time to get serious about what sort of investor I am. And so in that plan phase, you're really kind of taking your investor DNA, who you are, how God has wired you up, what experiences you have, what kind of resources do you have available to you? And when I say resources, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about time. I'm talking about connections, opportunities, things like that, that you need to figure out a way to maximize. That's where this plan step really comes into play. And I always want to point to our Pathfinder course as a practical thing that people can do at this stage where they're like, okay, I haven't really even gotten started on my passive income journey, or maybe I've got a little bit, but it really, you know, I'm at the 10% mark maybe of where I want to be. And I want to start getting faster towards that. Go and take that Pathfinder course within our community. And maybe that's how you kick off this year, is by figuring out who you are. How much more confident will you be on the other side of that? Like, that is a game changer for many people going through a process. They say, now I feel a lot more confident taking this next step into whatever it is, short-term rentals or land flipping or, you know, ATM investing, whatever it may be.
Mark, obviously, as someone who has just fired their boss, right, become financially free.
Smiled so big when you said that. Did you see that?
I did.
There were so many teeth in that smile. That is crazy.
At what point, what was that, if there was, what was that point of friction that you saw, like the spark become a flame? Like, where was it that helped you accelerate on your path?
If we look at the three steps of GPS, goal, plan, support, right? When you have a vision, when you start getting really clear on what specifically it is that you want in your life, and I'm not just saying, all right, if my monthly expenses are, just pick a number, 10 grand a month. Okay, so if I can get to 10 grand a month, I'm going to be financially free. That's just a number. That's just a checkbox. We're talking about living a life. And so when I started personally looking at, okay, well, what am I giving up to continue the life I'm living right now? And is that what I want to do? Well, I started weighing the pros and cons of what I was doing. And I said, well, this isn't lining up with where I actually want to be. And so one of the things I was thinking of as we're sitting here talking about, you know, setting a plan or coming up with a goal, setting a plan, and then, you know, how do I continue moving down that road? Well, think of your flight, right? So I'm getting ready to fly back home to Hawaii, and that's going to be about a 5.5-hour flight. So the plan, or excuse me, the goal is to get to Honolulu. The plan is going to be, well, how do we get there? How do we make that happen? And so if you're looking at something that's really far away, it seems like a really big goal. If you're at zero passive income and you're trying to get to whatever your number is, 5,000, 8,000, 10,000, however much you're spending every month to live, that seems like a really big number. And like Ernie said, when you start to, let's make a strategic plan of how to do that. When you break it into bite-sized pieces, that's what your pilot up front is doing. They have checkpoints along the way to check, how are we doing? Are we on the right altitude? Are we on the right speed? Has the wind shifted? How's our gas doing? You know, all those little metrics that are helping you quantify, am I getting to the goal and am I on track for what I want to do? If you're just starting the new year and you're saying, I want to get in shape, that's extremely vague. You need clear and concise and measurable metrics to help you know how you're doing. Because if you're not getting where you need to be along that road through 2022, it's time to take a course correction. And no different than the pilots that are flying, they have resources. They have the other pilot. They have weather service. They have other aircraft that are out there. They have air traffic control. They have a dispatch system. They have a network that they can bounce ideas off of, get information, and then make the best decision going forward. And that's really what this whole thing is about. You're not just going to decide, I want to run a marathon, and then go out and try to run 26 and a half miles. That's too much. You got to take bite sizes as you build up and you get where you need to be.
You took the words right out of my mouth. The 26 and a half miles, that was way too much.
I think it's 26 and a half, right?
26.2, I think.
26.2, yeah.
The only reason I know that is because I'm always behind somebody with that sticker and I'm like, show off. show off.
I just read this comment. It was so drawing joy. I wanted to share it. I realized that my time is not really mine. It's my company's. Now I have to stop negotiating my time for money and I need to start working to become financially free. That's exactly how I felt when my daughter Adler asked me on the way to school, Dad, can you pick me up from school today? And I had to say, no, baby, I have to go to work. That's where I drew the line. In order for you to be clear on the things you need to do and stop doing and to know who you need to become so that you can stop trading time for money, join us right now at wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/passport. Now let's get back to this episode.
Ernie, when you're talking to someone on their path, what is, I think, you know, obviously having motivation, having focus toward the goal and picking the right path, but what do you see as the biggest challenge for people as they're trying to pick their path?
I just got off the phone with a guy right around the new year. So it's just excitement, right? Shiny object syndrome, not committed, not being committed to your path and becoming distracted. So to that, I think there's always the temptation to want to pivot course immediately, continuously. And so to that, I would say, we're talking about a guide to focus. A great resource to focus is the Hierarchy of Wealth. It's a great tool to help frame. It's fine to evaluate shiny objects, but can you put them in an order of an importance so that you know what to focus on? And the Hierarchy of Wealth, we've done a podcast on it. There's an article in our community on it to give you an idea of these are the things to focus on first, and then focus on these things in consecutive order, and can help avoid that biggest challenge of becoming distracted. Keep first things first.
Joe, do you know anybody that ever gets distracted?
I'm sorry, were you just saying something?
I didn't mean during our podcast. I meant like financially, like picking paths and not sticking with one or wanting to do multiple ones. I mean, you and I have talked about
three. You mean like this ideas. Week?
We've had three different ideas we were working through just today.
It's nonstop. It's nonstop. However, I will give you the credit that your focus, although it's in all different types of investments, We have used that investor DNA profile to dial in on what sorts of things do we want to be involved in. And they do vary, but they use our strengths. They use influence. They use connections, networking. Those are the types of things that we want to be involved with. And we want to be able to, you know, affect the outcome, so to speak.
Well, We're always talking about how we should be equipping ourselves as an investor, right? You mentioned the Hierarchy of Wealth there, Ernie. And one of the first things we say is you got to be investing in yourself. That's the first level. We're going to be doing a series this year in 2022 about, you know, the lessons that we learned trying to buy an RV park, the lessons we learned trying to buy an Amazon business, the lessons we learned trying to buy an event venue, the lessons we learned on putting together deals with investors. I mean, there's so much we have learned in those deals and still haven't purchased one of them, right? But we have so much information and insight now of how to put things together, which is one of those key factors, right? When you say you have to have at least four. I know we did a podcast that said four and we gave five different answers, but at least one of those answers was experience, right? And I think so oftentimes people feel like they have to gain experience by doing something for 10 or 20 years before they're ever going to be ready, right? I think, you know, the question I asked you, Ernie, is one of the weaknesses I see when people start thinking about their path, their mindset and their experience, which is so limited, a lot of times limits their ability to dream, to really see the future. And sometimes you just need somebody else to be able to speak into your life, to show you something that has been right there next to you that you didn't know was there. And that's really that third phase that you guys have been pointing toward, which is the support, right? I mean, having a guide along the way, someone who can, you know, maybe part the clouds for you, help you see the opportunity. And you know what? I mean, I've said this before. You've heard me say it. When that guidance counselor told me I could graduate college in a year, and I didn't think it's possible. You know, I was finishing my third junior year, and I was thinking, like, this is amazing. I can get out of here a year from now, and here's all I need to do. I mean, sometimes you just got to have someone who can speak into your life. Talk a little bit about that, JD. How important is to have the right support team around you?
Oh man, this is so crucial. By the way, I also had a third junior year.
Good.
I took the victory lap in college. You know what I mean?
Let's go, man.
Yeah, I did. I had a really good time. What was that?
I mean, discounted tickets at sporting events. I mean, come on.
Which goes to why you need to have good people in your corner that's speaking, you know, positive things or encouraging you. I think one of the things that I've personally struggled with is because of how I'm wired. Like I'm hyper ambitious, right? I want to accomplish really big goals, and not everybody's wired that way. And so, you know, in the past, when I have shared my goals or vision with other people that don't have as big of a vision, I guess you could say, as I have, they've kind of tried to pull me down, right, to reality. Like, oh, you can't do that, or that's going to be too difficult. And I think surrounding yourself with the right types of people is so crucial. Like evaluating who is in your inner circle that you're allowing yourself to be around with and to be encouraged by. It's people that don't see problems as problems, but rather as opportunities, right? How do we solve the problem? It's okay, this may be an obstacle, but there's a solution to it. So how do we put our heads together and fix the solution, right? Or find the solution. And so I think finding those types of people is so important, which is what I love about our community. What I love about the inner circle is that we're surrounded by other folks that have a same idea for the same vision, that all want the same thing, which is financial freedom. Nothing is too big or out of the ordinary. And I love that. And so being around people that are going to encourage you and share with you different ideas, or at least say, dude, that's unbelievable. How can I help? Right. Those are the things that I think are really valuable and really important.
Mark, you've had a lot of cool conversations with people about the support phase in that coaching model and helping them, you know, take that next step. Like, share an example of just one that may come to mind that's happened at 2021 where you saw someone who really thrived by having a team of people around them or a guide pointing them toward the finish line.
Well, I mean, there's just so many to choose from. One that always pops in the top of my mind is, you know, one of our clients who had a very successful job, did very well, had really climbed the ladder of where they were, but was seeing that there was something more. And through kind of working with us, joining our community, being exposed to other ideas, that right there, that source of community, that exposure to other ideas, that allowed this individual to then be brave and take that step into something unknown. And by taking that step, that created other relationships that have really blossomed. And this person, again, they fired their boss too. And it's just so amazing because you sit back and you think, wow, there really are, like JD said, there's so many times, and this is the analogy that I grew up with, is you imagine a bucket full of crabs. As soon as one crab starts to get to the top and gets out, what happens? There's at least one more below it, grabbing it and pulling it back down. And whether it's intentional or unintentional, there are those people that are in our lives, that circle, that are, unfortunately, whether they know it or not, willingly or unwillingly, are poo-pooing the idea that could allow you to get out of that bucket. to move into another layer. And so as I was retiring from my job, there were those voices. Oh my gosh, why would you ever leave? That's just silly. You know, why would you throw that away? And the comeback for me was, well, why would I throw away my life? Mm. Because what I'm actually doing is regaining control of my life and taking back what is mine. And now I devote my time where I want, when I want, and how I want.
Man, so good. And we're so glad that you're here doing it with us. Not because you have to, because you want to.
And it's great because there were those people who were kind of grabbing onto my legs as I was trying to crawl out of the bucket. But then there was also another group of people who, again, this wasn't like a super, you know, public topic, but they knew what I was doing and they kept saying, do it, go ahead, do it. It's going to be fine. You're going to figure it out. You're going to make it all work. And it's those little pushes, those little nudges, the little pats on the back to help you. That's what's going to really help you fuel that fire. And you know what? When you get to return that favor, oh,
yeah,
better than cotton candy.
To me, that's the goal, right? That's the goal that I have for our community this year, that I'll hear, I fired my boss at least 100 times. I'm going to let you be number one on my one number. So we got 99 more to go. I love it, man. I love it. I'm going to put that post. I'm going to have Gabe create a countdown. And every time somebody says, I fired my boss, that number is going down. We've got a goal this year to get to 100 people who fire their bosses. All right. Parting words there, Ern.
Great new idea, Russ. I love Always. It. Let's do it. Let's go. Yeah, I think we've kind of kicked around a couple practical things here, but I think none of these things happens as quickly without support. So I think we're all sitting around. I mean, I'm thankful to have my lid constantly raised in this kind of a group. I think we all need the nurturing support of one another to accomplish our goals. And so I think existing in our community, participating in our inner circle, both getting and giving in there is just going to help those 99 other come.
All right, Stallion, final thought.
I'm with you, Ernie. I think I just want to end on a practical note. The support piece is so critical that I want to encourage you to take action, right? Right now, if you're not a part of our inner circle, you have an opportunity, right? Get on a call with one of these coaches and make sure you understand what all we're doing here and how you can be involved. Go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/free call and you can get into the inner circle. But if you are that person that is like at a super high level, trying to get to 200% of your monthly expenses and passive income, we've created the Passive Income Mastermind. That's another community. That is another way to continue to grow. And I want to point you to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/club200. Go check that out. Those are two ways to surround yourself in the support that you need to get to financial freedom this year.
Gentlemen, thank you. That was amazing. Each and every one of you just brought gold today. I am so thankful to be on this path with you. I feel supported every single day. Thank you for letting me throw out new ideas. And I pray that if you are not a part of our community, that you will join right now. As Joey said, you can go to wealthwallstreet.com/passport and immediately join the support team that exists here. And I would love to see you as one of those people who ring that bell this year to say, I fired my boss. I'm on the way to financial freedom. Let's go.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.